This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Attorneys for five Wisconsin sheriffs, including the one in Kenosha County, want their ICE detainer lawsuit moved from state to federal court. They cite federal control over immigration and the 287G program. The ACLU wants to keep it with the Wisconsin Supreme Court, arguing state law doesn't allow sheriffs to make immigration arrests. The ruling could change how long people stay in local jails for immigration holds. Racine-based Badger Meter scored one of its largest ever contracts to build over 1 million smart water meters for Puerto Rico. Production will happen at the plant along Washington Avenue. The project replaces gear wrecked by Hurricane Maria in 2017. Production will start later this year. Longtime GOP State Senator Steve Nass won't seek re-election. He represents the 11th District, which includes areas west of the I in Racine and Kenosha counties and Walworth County. The 72-year-old is the second Republican state senator to announce a retirement recently. Downtown Racine marks its 25th year of public art by seeking 25 artists to paint oversized Greetings from Racine postcards. Selected artists will partner with Gateway students to build the wooden and metal pieces. Applications are due by March 15th. And the Milwaukee Brewers will switch away from the FanDuel Sports Network this year. Mike Clemens will have more about that deal coming up in sports. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Super Bowl 60 in San Francisco. The Packers formally announced that Jonathan Gannon is the team's new defensive coordinator. He's hiring a new staff of assistants to replace those that followed Jeff Hafley to Miami. Brian Gutekunst has been renewed as the general manager. He'll speak to reporters tomorrow in Green Bay. 8 years ago, Gutekunst beat out Elliot Wolf for the Packers GM job. Last night, I spoke to Wolf, who's here at the Super Bowl as the general manager of the New England Patriots. What's going on with Green Bay? It's been 15 years for Green Bay. What do you say to those fans in Wisconsin?
I mean, I think Brian's doing a great job drafting free agency. He's got the right system in place. He's got a great process, and I think they have a great team.
NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They'll host the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks trying to snap a 5-game losing streak. Baseball, the Brewers announced they're leaving the FanDuel TV network and moving the games to the MLB network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 23 for a high this afternoon with just a light north breeze. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 7 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 24. We're headed back into the low to mid 30s by Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.